Hello, hello. You are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia, with your co-host Natalie
and Chloe.
Yeah. And today we have a special guest in the studio with us, a local singer-songwriter and humanitarian and the host of a show on Shaw Multiculturalism channel. Rhea Jade is in to speak with us and play a song later on. We're just going to kick things off with a song off the internet first. This is a song by a singer-songwriter based in Texas, kind of an acoustic indie pop sound. Her name is Kara Daniels, and this is a song called Rain off her album Velvet Points.
Some tea. We got a lot of things to do, so much we gotta say. We just feel like laying down and not slaving away to all the work that don't even matter anyway. Cause all that matters that we're both here and we're here to stay. Through the dark and through the gray and through the black and white, through the thick and through the thin, we find that we might survive the night hand in hand facing battles from the world or whatever they throw at us. We don't know where we'll go, but I know down the road, part of my soul I can't live without you, can't live without you. And so we're sitting here vaguely just passing some time, watching Netflix then on Steam beating the daily grind. The only time we get up is to get some Taco Bell, and then we get some on the bed and we do it well. There's nothing like the feeling of being safe and warm, the feeling I seem to always get when I'm in your arms. When I'm with you I feel like I ate a bouncing star, shining rainbows, and you know we're going far. We don't know where we'll go, but I know that we'll make it through. Me and you, adventures down the road, part of my soul I can't live without you, can't live without you. We don't know where we'll go, but I know that we'll make it through. Me and you, adventures down the road, part of my soul I can't live, can't live, can't live without you.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. So as Natalie mentioned, we have a special guest in studio, and that is Rhea Jade. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're doing good. Just got back from Portland, so we're still a bit out of it. Ooh. But anyways, so we're going to start off by talking about Everia Thing, which is, of course, the show you hosted since 2013. And you were 15 years old back then.
Yeah.
So taking on hosting duties at such a young age, you know, was this something that you always felt you wanted to do, kind of being on camera, talking to other people?
It's kind of funny because when I was like 6 years old, or in most of our family home videos, I'm always like, Dad, film me like I'm in a talk show. But I didn't really take it that seriously because as a musician, songwriter, that's music is always my number one. And it's like my true love and all that jazz. So I'd always do like these gigs and stuff where somehow there would always be like technical difficulties, and I would just try to talk my way through them because, you know, awkward silence is the worst silence ever. And I guess through there I kind of just learned to love hosting, and I've always loved to help people. So having a show that I can use as a platform to help others get their words out there and stuff, it really makes me smile. Yeah.
So just speaking a bit more about that, you know, it's such a great show. You're a charismatic personality yourself, but you're getting to talk on air, and it really promotes young talent achievers, people who are doing good in the world. So why is this, you know, so important to you personally? Like, you mentioned that you care about people, you want to help other people share their stories.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. I feel like everyone, I think everyone has something that they were born to do, in my opinion. Like, maybe not so much fate, but just something that they were born to do. And For me, I think that was for me to help people. And people always say that the hands are, I mean, the future is in the hands of our children and our next generation. So I say that if we can help each other and everyone who's in the younger generation to make a better tomorrow, then that's always a better future overall, right? So I try to just, you know, help everyone out because we all help each other in the end.
So, do you have any, you've had like so many different guests on your show who have done, who are like actors mm-hmm. and then people who have started their own kind of initiatives as well to help with causes like bullying and things like that. What kind of guests, like, do you think that your show kind of extends to all youth who, like, you know, do all sorts of things to kind of help others and also like themselves, like just follow their own passions? What kind of person who hasn't been on your show yet do you think that you would like to have in the future?
We've had a lot of, as you said, actors, especially musicians, bands, humanitarians. We've only had a couple people who are into sports, so I think that that's definitely someone that I'd like to feature more. So if anyone's listening and they're really good at sports or they know someone who is, be sure to, you know, check us out at everything.com. Maybe I'll interview you next. But yeah, I definitely want to branch out and see how many youth I can affect positively and get a bigger, wider audience. So that would be cool if we had some more sporty people on the show, yeah.
So do you want to play a song? And when we come back, we'll be talking about the Wall of Stars Awards night, which Natalie was graciously invited to attend. So we'll be talking about that after we come back from a song. And do you want to introduce that, Natalie?
Yeah, this is a song by a Vancouver-based pop-punk trio called Remember Light Bright. They'll be playing at the new, it used to be Joe's Apartment, now it's Studio Records on Granville. They'll be playing there August 20th alongside Air Combat, The Westway, and She Dreams in Color. So this is a song by Remember Light Bright called Check Your Watch.
Check your watch. Is it time?
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. The song you just heard was Check Your Watch by Remember Light Bright. And yeah, so we're back in the studio. We have a guest, Aria Jade, is here to talk to us. And so next we're going to talk about your Wall of Stars Awards night, which was the first of its kind. For those who maybe haven't heard of it, do you mind giving a bit of backstory about like where you came up with the idea and what kind of went into planning such an event?
Yeah, sure. So at Everything, we basically believe that there is no such thing as too much recognition for things that you achieve. And so many of our guests have gone above and beyond since we've guested them on the show that we wanted to have an awards night to kind of celebrate everyone and celebrate everything that they've done for themselves and the community. And so our awards night, we were able to give awards to mostly humanitarians all across Canada even. Like we've had some people from Ontario and Alberta, which is really great. And just, you know, recognizing them in the community in hopes to inspire other youth to make a difference in their community and with their peers. And that night we also had the Star Experience, which is a songwriting competition that we made, and it was just really great. If you want more details on how it went, you can visit our Everything page, and we actually have a couple episodes coming up soon that actually have covered the event, so you can actually check that out too.
I know I was sad I couldn't be there. Natalie had a fantastic time. She said you guys did great at hosting. You had like 4 people hosting that day. Yeah. So, you know, you kind of do the talk show, but how was it, you know, performing live? Or you did perform as well, but, you know, kind of presenting live in front of so many people, so many youth. Were you nervous at all? Does it kind of come naturally now?
Oh, yeah, I was totally nervous. I always get jitters before the stage, and until I actually say the first word or sing the first note, the jitters are always there from, like, my toes all the way to my head. They're like, most people will have butterflies in their stomachs. I kind of have, like, raging elephants, like the ones from The Lion King. And, yeah, I was definitely nervous, but the camaraderie that I had with my other fellow co-hosts and just the energy and the vibe that was in that whole theater that night, it really helped me to just feel comfortable. And I'm glad that you had an awesome time, by the way.
Yeah, it was really good. Just all the performances and stuff were like mind-blowing. Yeah. Some of the groups are so young, like they had the cheerleaders and dancers. And everything. It was really nice. And also to do with the event, as you mentioned earlier, you had the songwriting competition kind of linked in with that. Mm-hmm. And then there were 4 winners chosen, and now they're kind of going to go on their own little experience, which you're going to focus on your show as well.
Yes, yeah.
So true. How much are you looking forward to, you know, kind of like not really teaching them, but going along with them on this journey?
I'm really excited. I mean, I myself am a singer-songwriter, musician, and the whole reason why I made the contest is I know how hard it is to get your original stuff out there. So being able to follow these kids from going from just writing their song acoustically and a piece of paper and pen to producing it, to getting a makeover done, to performing it live, and even one of them is getting a music video, it's just so cool to watch. And it's like in a way watching a celebrity grow up from, you know, their hometown to doing a world tour, but like a more condensed version. And I'm just really excited to work with them, and there's some workshops planned out, and I can't wait for the public to see them as well.
So you've had so much support, you know, from the community. I know you had so many, a lot of awesome sponsors who are really supporting the competition, supporting your show. So what do you have to say to like the community who's really like kind of come behind you and your purpose?
I definitely say I am forever grateful and thankful. And, you know, I think that, again, everyone works together for something in one way or another. And I wouldn't be anywhere at all if it wasn't for my supporters and for my family and everything. And like every single person, no matter if it's big or small, they do make a difference in someone's life. Might not be mine, might not be the person next to them. To the people listening right now, you make a difference in someone's life, and you might not know it, but there could be one small thing you do that makes them smile. And just keep on, you know, spreading the good vibes and the good karma.
That sounds awesome. So we're going to take another quick break for a song. When we come back, we'll be talking about season 3 of Everything, and then Rhea will talk a bit more about her singer, herself as a singer songwriter and perform a song. So Natalie, would you mind introducing?
Yeah, the next song we're gonna play for you is by a local singer-songwriter named Jenny Ritter. She'll be releasing a new album on September 4th. I believe it's called Raised by Wolves. This is a recently released single off the album, and it's called Wolf Wife.
Thank you. to build a house inside of my mind, to keep us safe in winter time. And I,
get ready to dance, eat, and enjoy at the 15th Annual Latin Summer Festival. The festival takes place next to Trout Lake in John Hendry Park on Sunday, August 16th. Free admission, parking available, but the SkyTrain is recommended. For more information, visit latinsummerfest.com.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle. A tax-deductible receipt. And a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah, we're back here with Rhea Jade. And yeah, next we're going to talk about your show. Of course, everything. The third season starts super soon in September. What can we look forward to?
I think that with every every season that comes around, we try our best to add some more fun and some more something that's different every single time. We're definitely adding a lot more workshops. We have some amazing upcoming guests, some more on location shoots, and of course, personally, my favorite thing that's coming up is the journey of our Star Experience winners. So we're gonna watch them again, as I said earlier, grow from having their song just written out on a piece of paper with their guitar, their piano, and then build up to everything else that's going to come in the future. So there's definitely a lot to look forward to. And we're hoping to also do a couple reunion shows with some of our past guests. So yeah.
So speaking about, we mentioned this before, now we're going to talk about you as a musician. You do have a couple of original songs up on YouTube. You have, I believe, Animal is one of them, and Just Like You. So for those who haven't heard your sound before, how would you describe it, and kind of like what goes into writing your songs, your songwriting process?
For sure. Honestly, my sound has changed a lot since the past few songs. I'm hoping to be releasing an EP before 2016, and I'm going to be working on that this fall, so that's kind of exciting. But as of my sound right now, I think I've finally found the sound and genre that's true to me. I take a lot of inspiration from everything I listen to, which I listen to a lot of rock and a lot of punk, but I grew up singing a lot of more jazzy tunes. And so I think that my music is kind of like a fuse of a little bit of rock, a little bit of jazz, and a little bit of something else in between. So I don't know. I think that everyone has their own kind of sound to them, and every single song is like another person's soul. It's unique in its own way, and hopefully the listeners out there and the public likes my music. So
do you want to do a song break before she performs, or what do you think?
We can play another song.
We're gonna play one more song, and then we're gonna come back, and Rhea's going to perform her song Toxic Love. Do you want to before you play it, give a quick description about it?
Sure. Toxic Love is something that I wrote just quite recently, actually. This has never been before heard. So to the people listening, this is something that I've never even performed in public before. I'm kind of nervous, but really excited. It's basically about, being in a relationship with someone who is toxic, or being in love with someone that you really shouldn't be in love with, and just the consequences that come with it, and just trying to take care of yourself and look out for yourself first and realize that you should be happy and not to put yourself in a scary place, because the world is scary out there.
That's a great message. So we're going to give you a couple of minutes to set up on that, and before that, we're going to play a song, 29, by Ontario band, Ontario synth pop duo called Trading Alaska.
Cry out next to me. What are you?
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Next up, we have a very special treat. Rhea Jade will be performing her brand new song, Toxic Love, for us.
Thank you. I'm Rhea Jade. This is Toxic Love. Hope you like it.
Listen to me, I've been waiting, I need some type of closure to put me at ease. Please release me, give me mercy, I'm tired of waiting. All you give me is all silence, I hate the quiet. Don't wanna come back again. If all I get is all the toxic love, I don't wanna be friends if you're dangling all your toxic love. Toxic love. Toxic love. Conversations drying out like deserts in Nevada. So deceived from the charms and the spells I'm under. Please release me, give me mercy, I'm tired of waiting. All you give me is all silence, I hate the quiet. Don't wanna come back again if all that I get is all the toxic love. I don't wanna be friends if you're dangling all your toxic love. Toxic love. Toxic love. Please release me, give me mercy, I'm tired of waiting. All you give me is all silence, I hate the quiet. Don't wanna come back again if all that I get is all the toxic love. I don't wanna be friends if you're dangling all your toxic love. Toxic love. Toxic
Thank you so much.
You have such a good tone in your voice. It sounds like almost like a little bit R&B influenced as well.
Thanks. Yeah, I take influence from everyone.
That was actually fantastic. I'm blown away by
thank
that
you so much.
I really
thank
think
you.
That song is great.
Thank you for having
looking
me.
Looking forward to you releasing it on YouTube or something.
Yeah, it should be out before 2016. So I keep posted. You can follow my social media. Everything is Rhea Jade Music. So RIAJADE Music, and yeah, hopefully you guys like it. Yeah.
Awesome. So next we have a few quickfire questions for you.
Ooh, I'm excited.
So basically, we'll just read off a few words, and then you can say the first word that pops into your head.
Sounds good. You know, we always
as
do this on...
As fast as you can. Yeah. As fast as you can.
We always do this on every year thing, so it's kind of interesting to be in the hot seat this time. I'm kind of excited.
Okay, so first word is hockey.
Sam.
Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Alpaca.
Oh, my favorite animal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome. A lot of people don't know what that is.
I love alpacas. I have a stuffed pink one at home. It has like a little flower on its head. It's great. Nice.
Books.
Reading.
Music.
The best.
Guitar.
The best.
Movie.
Labyrinth.
Is that about it? We can wrap it up. Yeah, we don't have that many words. We're like so slow on those.
We always end our interviews, though.
Are we in? Oh, I had another question.
Oh.
Oh, basically just like we kind of touched on it earlier when we were, I think, not on air, but musical influences. Or who are you really listening to right now? Who you're really
Who's
enjoying?
On your playlist?
Yeah. Oh, my playlist. Actually, the music I listen to is way different from the music I perform, and that kind of surprises most people. One of my biggest, most favorite bands is Paramore, and I really like Paris, The Pretty Reckless, Fall Out Boy, Green Day. I like a lot of different music, MGMT and Jack White. Jack White is like the musical god to me. I love White Stripes, Dead Weather, anything with Jack White in it, I will listen to. So those are the artists that are currently my faves, and I really recommend everyone to check them out for sure.
Favorite song?
My favorite song right now, definitely Since You're Gone by The Pretty Reckless. I have been listening to that like religiously for the past week, so yeah.
She's performed live in Vancouver, hasn't she?
Yeah, I love Taylor Momsen. I think she's also one of my vocal influences too. She's got such a big voice and growly and raspy, and it's so unique, and like it really encourages me to try and make my voice unique too, so.
And yeah, we're going to end things off with a question we like to ask everyone. If you could be any ice cream flavor, which would you be and why?
That's kind of a tricky one. I think I would go with maybe like key lime pie, I think. I mean, I feel like it's really sassy, but also kind of sweet. And I think that's a interesting flavor. And I don't know, I like lime, and key lime pie is 5,000 times better. So, yeah. Maybe so key lime pie.
Natalie would agree with that. She loves key lime. But so you made that a good metaphor. Yeah. We always love to hear when people actually form it into their personalities.
Totally.
Awesome. Well, yeah, thank you for coming and chatting with us today and for playing that awesome song of yours. You kind of already mentioned it earlier, but maybe touch on again where people can find you on social media, or also the show every thing. And it starts up at the end of September, the third season.
Yes. Thank you again for having me. I had an awesome time being here. Super honored to be a part of this amazing radio station. For my personal social media, you can find me on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under Rhea Jade Music. And for our show, Everia Thing, you can check us out at everiathing.com, or our handles at Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook are Everia Thing, EVERIATHING. And also, we have the Star Experience. Our second year is coming up pretty soon too, so just be sure to check out the Star Experience Canada, or on Everia Thing we also post updates there. So I hope to see some of you soon too, and I hope to see you guys again pretty soon. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And yeah, next we're going to play another song for you. This is Gentle by Kyle Stibbs. He is a Vancouver or Maple Ridge based singer songwriter.
And funny enough, Rhea just mentioned that small world. Keep on going, Natalie.
Yeah, so this is his newest single called Gentle.
I just want to change your mind. Watch your overcast skies turn into neon lights faster than we can keep up with. And tell me, do you feel the same? Faster than we can keep. Faster than we can keep.
Weezer. My dream specs that you frontman Weezer. She don't play guitar, but she's stringing me along. She just tell me that it's right, even when I know it's wrong. I tell her she's amazing. She tells me that she knows. She's a drug, I'm addicted. Maybe I overdosed. Our love ain't ordinary. She got me on my toes. I'll be sure to tell her I need her, but she already knows. Someday, you're gonna be in LA. Knee high in a pile full of money. Till then, it's a joke and I'm funny. Ha ha, cause the fame isn't coming. Wait, what?
I wanna hear my name.
We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coup, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town, at a local venue, or record store near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Catsolano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
Tune in every Wednesday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. for the Hans von Klaus Misery Hour with your host, Marion M., as they play a sub-collection of mostly disgusting and unlistenable songs and sounds.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM with your co-host Natalie
and Chloe.
The song that you just heard was Purple Flowers by Evan Ivan. He is a Vancouver-based singer-songwriter, and that is off his upcoming album, A Kind of Light.
So next up, we're going to do a brief recap of Warped Tour, which Natalie and I just came back from. It was a Friday. We went to the Portland date. Super fun. It's like, what, our fourth year covering?
Oh, fourth year covering
our website. So we got to talk to a couple of bands, As It Is, who will be on tour this fall on the AP tour with Mayday Parade. Unfortunately, there's no Vancouver date. But another band we got to talk to was Jewel Vera. They are an up-and-coming kind of, what would you call them, indie
pop rock.
They have a great sound, a female vocalist. They'll be touring with Against the Current and Vinyl Theater, which does have a date in Vancouver on October 30th at the Rio Theater.
We're going to play one of their songs now. It's called Die Trying. It is off their debut EP, Friendly Enemies.
When home is what you want, but it's all gone, and you're standing in the ashes, friend, the one you need, stuck in your dream, and you're looking through the roulette. When it's love you dare.
I would rather lose it all, 'cause I know it's worth the fall. And when they set it up on fire, gonna build it higher. I would.
Welcome back. So once again, the song you just heard was Die Trying by Jewel Vera. And I forgot to mention, we also saw Metro Station at Warped Tour, which is definitely a throwback set.
17 Forever.
We played 17 Forever, Shake It.
Yeah, and I got, because we were there and we covered some of the event for our website, I got to be in the photo pit for quite a few
and
bands.
They were.
And it's actually quite exciting being in the photo pit. Like, they
most
were
exciting pit goes to
Black Veil Brides.
Yes.
Who were, they have a lot of fans, but I don't really listen to their music that much, but it was pretty exciting, I guess. They were good. And Pierce the Veil, they were good too. Who else did we see?
Night Rides. They're really good. You should check out their song Contagious. It's been getting a lot of airplay in California, I think, on one of the local radio stations there. The next song we have for you is a song by Rebel Coast, and they are a boy band based in Toronto. They rose to fame after winning a YTV competition reality show called The Next Star Supergroup, but I think they've kind of had more of a mature sound since then. Yeah, what's the song called?
This is their latest single, Love Is Not. Back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
The song you just heard was Love Is Not by Rebel Coast. Yeah, so we're almost done. We have another show in 2 weeks.
But that will most likely be pre-recorded because I will be at Daughtry and Tyler Shaw. I'll be at the P&E trying to see Daughtry and Tyler Shaw, who, by the way, is the best, personally speaking. Those are the acts to see at the P&E this summer.
Says,
the Summer Night Concert Series and the Mosaic Music Series. The P&E starts.
why am I advertising the P&E?
Well, because it's an awesome place.
I love the P&E.
Yeah. So there's fun. The Super Dogs. It's just like a really good event to go to with your
but
family.
But anyways,
yeah,
that will be August 27th. Thursday, August 27th from 1 to 2 p.m. Coming up in the next hour is Music for the Observant. You can stay tuned for that. We're going to end things off with one more song. This is by a band that is very near and dear to my heart. They're called The Somerset. They're from Arizona. They're a pop rock band. This is a track off one of their first EPs called Lights, and the EP is called In Color. Hope you enjoy, and thank you for listening.
Do you have anything to add?
No.
Okay, I wish I was at Brandon Gallagher's charity game yesterday.
So keep the lights down.